Blog Talk Radio.
And he get around before he walks.
Random day. Hey, yo. If you're passionate about what you do, like I'm passionate
all
about
there
this
has
music,
to be.
This song is for you.
He patted his foot before he walks.
Like I can't breathe. When I wake up in the morning, I can't breathe until I listen to
Buddy bold and tuned up, you
family.
Can hear him clean across
I affect the
river.
World. And y'all along for the ride. Word
and he get around before he walks.
Let's go.
Like medicine and drops of wood.
Yeah.
Help me get over.
But I had big dreams, had some good ideas, but I had better schemes. I thought the hustle way for me was etched in stone, until my partner died and his name etched in stone. My daughter's growing up, my son on the way, they closing in on me, it feel like any day. Music saved me, swooped it like the Navy, put a lifetime of scars all in 16 bars. So I took the vow and made music my life. Yep, I proposed and made music my wife. And if I ever need to cut a nigga, music my knife. And if I need to bring the girl together, music my dice. So if I degraded and I hated, even cried through it, I watch brothers prophesize about dying through it. Music gave me knowledge of self, and I'm a knowledge of self. Then gave me knowledge of wealth, and I know.
Good afternoon and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at christiantalkradio.website. I said that is, that's my new website, www.christiantalkradio.website. I'm coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio today. As once a week I try to do Blog Talk Radio because that's where I started from. You all know that, they have been following Christian Talk Radio for a while. You know that's where I started from. I now have my own radio station that comes on at 7 p.m., 7 to 8, usually, and I'm live on there. And if I am not, you can hear it recorded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I said you can hear it recorded 24 hours a day and 7 days a week by going to my website, going to my Facebook page or to Twitter, to my Tumblr page, and clicking on the link that has the radio station there. Now, someone emailed me today and said, on LinkedIn, and said, what is your radio station link? Where is it? Now, it is on my Facebook page. It is on my Twitter page. It is on my Tumblr page. That's where it is. It's a link. And usually on that link, I say, you can listen to Christian Talk Radio. That's what the link says. Here, listen to Christian Talk Radio. Click on the link. So it's out there, my brothers and my sisters. It's out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, where you can listen to Christian Talk Radio. Well, I hope everyone is having a great day today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will, we should, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I am sure, my brothers and my sisters, that you have something to rejoice about today. First of all, Father God is good, and He is good all the time, and all the time He is good. So today, like I said, I have my own show on Christian Talk Radio tonight at 7, or between 7:30 and 8. You know, sometimes I get there at 7, sometimes it might be 8 o'clock, or a little bit before 8, but my radio station is on 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, so you can't miss anything. So we're going to go into Ezekiel today for a little while. And Ezekiel 18. You know, the Word of God is so true. Everything in the Bible is true. And it is a book of life, and that's where we get the book of life. It's a book of living. And it tells you how to live, my brothers and my sisters. That's what it's about. It's a book of life, and it's a book of living. It tells you how to live. It tells you some things that you should do. It might not be a happy book all the time, because life is not happy all the time. I said it might not be a happy book all the time, because life is not happy all the time, my brothers and my sisters. So it's not going to be a happy book, and it might not motivate you. Some things in it will, and some things in it will correct you. Some things will rebuke you. So that's the type of Bible that it is, because it is a book of life. It's not something you just go to all the time and say, happy, happy, go, go. No, that's not the type of book it is. It was not meant to be that way, and it's not that way. The Lord spoke to me and said, what is this proverb people keep repeating in the land of Israel? The parents ate the sour grapes, but the children got the sour taste. As surely as I am the living God, says the sovereign Lord, you will not repeat, and I'm going to use the Good News Translation, you will not repeat this proverb in Israel anymore. The life of every person belongs to me, the life of the parents as well as the child. The person who sins is the one who will die. Suppose there's a truly good man, righteous and honest. He doesn't worship the idols of the Israelites or eat the sacrifices offered at forbidden shrines. He doesn't seduce another man's wife or have intercourse with a woman during her period. He doesn't cheat or rob anyone. He returns what a borrower gives him as security. He feeds the hungry and gives clothing to the naked. He doesn't lend money for profit. He refuses to do evil and gives an honest decision in any dispute. Such a man obeys my commands and carefully keeps my law. He is righteous, and he will live, says the sovereign Lord. Then suppose this man has a son who robs and kills, who does any of these things that the father never did. He eats sacrifices offered at forbidden shrines and seduces other men's wives. He cheats the poor. He robs. He keeps what a borrower gives him as security. He goes to pagan shrines and worships disgusting idols and lends money for profit. The Bible says, will he live? And then, of course, when the Bible asks a question, it answers its own question. It says, no, he will not. He has done all these disgusting things, and so he will die. He will be to blame for his own death. Now, suppose the second man has a son, and he sees all the sins his father practiced, but does not follow his example, and he doesn't worship the idols of the Israelites or eat the sacrifices offered at forbidden shrines. He doesn't seduce another man's wife or oppress anyone or rob anyone. Turns what a borrower gives him as security. He feeds the hungry and gives clothing to the naked. He refuses to do evil and doesn't lend money for profit. He keeps my laws and obeys my commands. The Bible says he will not die because of his father's sins, but he will certainly live. His father, on the other hand, cheated and robbed and always did evil to everyone. And so he died because of the sins he himself had committed. But you ask, why shouldn't the son suffer because of his father's sin? The answer is that the son did what was right and good. He kept my laws and followed them carefully, and so he will certainly live. It is the one who sins who will die. A son is not to suffer because of his father's sins, nor a father because of the sins of his sons. Good people will be rewarded for doing good, and evil people will suffer for the evil they did. If someone evil stops sinning and keeps my laws, if he does what is right and good, he will not die. He will certainly live. All his sins will be forgiven. And he will live because he did what is right. Do you think I enjoy seeing evil people die? Asked the Sovereign Lord. No, I would rather see them repent and live. But if a righteous person stops doing good and starts doing all the evil, disgusting things that evil people do, will he go on living? No, the Bible answers the question. None of the good he did will be remembered. He will die because of his unfaithfulness and his sin. But you say, what the Lord does isn't right. Listen to me, ye Israelites. Do you think my way of doing things isn't right? It is your way that isn't right. When a righteous person stops doing good and starts doing evil and then dies, he dies because of the evil he has done. When someone evil stops sinning and does what is right and good, he saves his life. He realizes what he is doing and stops sinning. So he will certainly not die, but go on living. And you Israelites say what the Lord does isn't right? You think my way isn't right, do you? It is your way that isn't right. And the Lord says, Father God says, you think my way isn't right. No. It is your way that isn't right. Now I, the sovereign Lord, am telling you Israelites that I will judge each of you by what you have done. And see, that's why people, they have it so twisted these days. They say, well, I'm not going to be judged by the work that I do. Oh, yes, you will. The Bible says it several times. It says in Romans that you'll be judged by your work. It says in Revelations that you'll be judged by your work. It says in Ezekiel that you will be judged by your work. So, which part do you not understand that you're going to be judged by your work? You have an option to repent, my brothers and my sisters. What's your option? Your option is to repent for your sin while you're here on earth. That's your option. But you will be judged by your work. It says, now I, the sovereign Lord, am telling you Israelites that I will judge each of you by what you have done. Turn away from all the evil you are doing and don't let your sin destroy you. Give up all the evil you have been doing. Get yourselves new minds and hearts. Why do you Israelites want to die? I do not want anyone to die, says the sovereign Lord. Turn away from your sins and live. This Bible study has been a blessing to you. Please share with others. Tweet about it. Put it on your Facebook page, your Twitter, your Pinterest, your Google, your blogger, whatever social media network that you're using. And it is a lot of them out there. So, spread the gospel. That's what it's all about. It's not about me. If it was about me, I'd be like, oh, folks, then go somewhere and sit down. But it's not about me. It's about Father God and His Word. Well, like I said, I'll be on radio tonight. Probably by 8 o'clock Central Time. It'd be 9 o'clock your time. I said by 8 o'clock Central Time, I'll be on my radio station. Stay tuned and look for the link. Stay tuned and look for the link. Have a blessed and wonderful rest of your evening. I'll talk to you again tonight. Bye-bye.